Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's been great, man. First summer as a parent, it's been an awesome ride right from the start. It's been we had great weather also, and the coming here now feels even better. You know, it's great fun being around the boys once again, and camp already started, but it feels like we're on the right trail right from the start.
I know last season didn't exactly end the way that you wanted to in Rochester, but how do you take what you've learned from last year and bring it to Buffalo now for this upcoming season?
It's hard to say. I mean, there's different things every now and then that you kind of have to think about, but you got to get it all into one place. You got to sort all the pieces out. For me, it's still hard to say right now. I mean, I'm just going to go out there, try my very best, and hope that works.
You've been working with Carter Hutton a little bit. What have you gotten to learn from him in the little time that you've been with around him?
I haven't really learned anything more than he's a great human being and a great person. You know, he's a very, very happy, very joyful kind of guy. So he'll be a great addition to this team.
What kind of opportunity is in front of you with this team this year? How would you describe the opportunity you have?
I don't know. It's a very vague question, I think. It's all down to how we play and how I play whenever I get the chance, and I'm just going to do my best every day.
I mean, just kind of building off that, have you set any personal goals for this year? And if so, what are they?
Oh, well, I always want to go out there and win every game. That's always been my goal. I know it's not going to be possible. You know, it's very different from playing in juniors compared to this place. And, you know, I'm just going to go out there and enjoy.
Do you sense a different mindset minus around the team to start camp this year?
Say that again?
Do you sense a different mindset around the team this year to start camp, almost a feeling of let's turn the page and let's start to push up the standards?
Oh, yeah. You can't look in the past. You got to look forward all the time. And I think people are just enjoying the moment here. You know, they got some great group of guys, got some younger, really talented players. Also, our vets are very, I would say, inspired by what's to come. And that's it.
The lottery was in April and the draft was in June. What's it like finally to see Darlene on the ice here for this club in September?
He's very good. That's all I can say. He's a very talented young player. You just gotta rush slowly. Don't take anything for granted. You know, he's a very young guy. He's not gonna go out there and put up 140 points and save this club by himself. It's up to us to kind of show him the right way. And it starts with me.
Was there anything specific you worked on over the last few months, or did you just kind of practice your all around game for Golden?
I think I worked more on changing diapers than to actually on my game. You know, it's hard to go out there. We don't really have the ice time back home. So for me, it's more of in the later term of the summer to go out there and work on my game. It's more about being comfortable, just doing those repetitions over and over and over again and be very comfortable doing it at the very highest pace that you possibly can.
A lot of people thought you were ready last year for the NHL. Just what is that, looking back, what is that extra year in Rochester?
Well, first of all, we had some great support around the team regarding our pregnancy, and I couldn't ask for a better setup with everything like that. We were very comfortable down there, around the team, around the city. You know, being in there for 3 years, you kind of get to know more and more people around there, and also those little sweet spots around the city, and you don't get that those first 2 years, but when you've been there and you get to meet other people, then can teach you about, oh, this is my favorite place, this is my favorite restaurant, and you get to try these places, and it kind of gets that feeling of being home. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have that before. It was more about home from home, and we felt that when we traveled down after camp last year, it felt like we were coming home, and I want to build on that feeling now when I'm up here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.